Once, when I was a child and went out for dinner with my family, my sister, who always lagged behind, came running up after my father with some bills clutched in her hand, saying, "Daddy, you forgot this on the table." The money she was holding was meant for the server. It was meant to have been the tip, the little bonus a consumer leaves to show appreciation for a service. People have different methods to determine how to leave a tip at a restaurant. Many people adhere to the rule that we should leave 15% of the bill's amount as tip. But then there's always the questions. Is that before or after taxes? Does that include any alcoholic beverages in the amount? Are there times when this amount can change, like should I leave less of a tip for what I determine to be bad service, and maybe more for what I determine to be good service? Would I want to leave more if I feel I had been exceedingly demanding? Like if my child made a mess, or perhaps my grandfather just asked too many questions, or maybe I knew that my grandmother had put all the rolls in her purse. There are so many different ways to determine how to leave a tip, and even if one should be left at all. So what I will focus on here is how I determine how I leave a tip. I just came from lunch at Saint-Hubert and was faced with this very situation. At the end of the meal, I was presented with the bill, and I did what I always do. I figured out roughly 15% of the cost, which you can do in a variety of manners. Please stay tuned for the next episode of this info blurb to find out different mathematical formulae and tools you can employ. And then, once I do that, I generally round up or down to the nearest dollar. Up if I liked my server and was pleased with the service, and down if I was less than pleased. As I said earlier, there are many different ways to determine how and what to tip. This is just one way. My way. Thank you very much, and stay tuned for that next episode.